Gaines Media presents the Rob Diddy Podcast. You are now about to hear knowledge and truths that will change your life like you wouldn't believe. Your ears are now about to be blessed by the sounds of Rob Diddy.
Draft day, Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day, A. Wiggins. Fuck that other side, bitch.
Oh,
we stay winning.
Oh, man, you know we stay winning. What it do? What it do, baby? What's Gucci? What's going on? What's good in the hood? It is a majestic Wednesday evening in the great state of Michigan, standing on the shoulders of great Michigan Patriots and basically everyone who ever listened to my podcast. I've come to you with another episode, this time episode number 40, giving you more knowledge and truths than you ever asked for. Yes, sir. By the way, as we enter a new dimension, I have finally mastered using a digital camera and a video capture card on my laptop to use this majestic microphone and a camera at the same damn time. That's right. But the problem is, when I use the audio in this, I run it through a denoiser and makes everything go away. What I came to realize is the recording booth that I built was too small and I can almost actually take away all of the noise. Now what I'm going to do is to create more of a soundproofing into my room. So basically, this means that now there will be a video option for you to see my ass as I have bright lights on me and look aggressively sweaty like I am on a 7-day drunk binge, which is absolutely not true, but it looks like that because the lights hit me in such a manner. Now, what I've come to realize is when I was pumping out nonstop episodes, what was happening was the numbers were good. I was interacting with groups. I was making it happen. But what I came to realize is, truthfully, talking about politics every day is super fucking annoying. Having an issue to go on angry rants, it's kind of annoying also. I started to think about doing personal development and motivation, but it comes to a point where like I'm saying the same shit over and over again. I also just opened TikTok up while I was talking and it picked up. The reason for that being, so I've been wondering, basically, I have to study every single analytical thing that I post. I have to make sure that when I create a video, when I make a post online, that it's what is actually going to get attention and worth my time. Because let's be real, I'm fighting from the bottom. Truthfully, I have to come up with new ideas to challenge myself. One, to be able to do things I didn't know how to do before. And two, so that people actually look at it or else it's a waste of time. On TikTok, I have 1,611 followers. 2 days ago, I have a post that was viewed 1,610 times, which is not even my greatest post. My biggest post, this is 2,700, 687. Okay, so the most views I've ever pulled on TikTok is almost 3,000. And, nope, 4,270. What gets me views is funny Trump videos. The comment section is crazy. Honestly, I don't believe Trump is the actual president. I don't believe he had the election stolen from him. I just believe he lost. And much like myself, it's hard to deal with losing. I actually hate when I look at my website and my views are down. I hate looking at the RSS numbers and suddenly I lost 2 more subscribers. But it's okay. Because what I've found is, one, I'm going to just use my podcast episode and play it back into Microsoft Word with speech dictation on, aka the words that I say put into the website, aka basically cheating instead of having to type out everything I said, gets Google search results when people search for things like conservative podcasts, motivational podcasts, self-development podcasts, and that is how you win. Now, TikTok Instagram, Facebook, Twitter work differently. TikTok and Instagram work off of hashtags. And Instagram, my Jeep Cherokee carries the load with the Instagram hashtags of XJ life, Jeep life, yada, yada, yada. On TikTok, American Pride and American Patriot apparently is highly searched. And all of those people are drawn to my profile. Next, I have to switch it up and start bringing the Jeep people over. And also, that whole Jeep thing, this tremendous failure of my cooling system, is annoying as fuck. And I've wasted so much time trying to fix it, but I think I have a solution. All right, so Diddy has to win. So today, we're going to do something different. We've done personal development. We've done politics. We've done current events. But let's throw it back. Let's go back to the 2000s and 90s. Yes, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things in the world today. Not my Jeep. We're going to break down rap music that actually was good compared to the bullshit that comes out today. I can't even listen to the radio because it's horrible. It is a total disaster like nobody's ever seen before. I mean, you take a look at it. This music that is being played by people now is like nothing we've ever heard before. It's terrible. These people do not know what good music is. There's never been anything like, truthfully, this is going to be kind of a challenge. It's okay because I got to get better at this, and this is probably better as a YouTube video. All right, bars are the most important thing in rap music. The ability to tell a story and to connect with people is what music is supposed to do. Now, I used to hate rock and roll because honestly, I didn't understand what the fuck it was about because I grew up on rap. So let's play a small clip of a great ass rap song. Call it a comeback. Yes, Mama Said Knock You Out by the actor who is on NCIS Los Angeles, aka LL Cool J. In case you didn't realize, LL Cool J was actually a pretty legit rapper. When he did come back in the 2000s, he was more of a love song rapper. Love You Better. That was what the song he did then. He was not as good as he was earlier in the days, but he was one of the great original commercial rappers who appealed to both sides. He gave a story, he didn't talk too much about anything people didn't understand, and it was something that appealed to everyone. All right, and then came the West Coast gangster rap with Dr. Dre and NWA. One, two. Into the folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low-down, out, nigga, so we're crazy. That right there is better than literally 75% of any rap hip-hop music put out today. Don't worry, I'm not going to play every single rap song I like. All right, but this brings me to my next point. Now, I could throw Eminem in right here because let's be real. Everyone knows Eminem, Detroit. But I'm going to categorize this. Don't worry, the whole episode's not going to be about rap. I'm going to put in basically what I consider my favorite song of all time and one of the greatest songs that came out of Detroit during the 90s and early 2000s in hip-hop. Royce the 5'9". I'm the verbal spit, Smith Wesson. I unload with six spit, the quick wit, the split a split second. Bomb with a lit wit expression. You hear a tick tick, then you test it.
my saliva and spit, the split thread and the fiber and bit. So trust me, I'm as live as it gets. Everybody claimed they're the best and they had the throne since Big is gone. If you ask me, they dead wrong. My flow is hotter than the flash from the click when the hammer slaps the bullet on the ass from the clip. You wind up in a room full of my dogs. I have you feeling like a fire hydrant in a room full of dogs. So come now, get pissed on, shitted on, tough talk.
In the immortal words, of my face friend, damn it. In the immortal words of Royce the 5'9", the bar exam series mixtapes, that's bars, kid. That is rap music. That is motherfucking bars. There is no MC from Detroit as good as Royce 5'9". Truthfully, Royce is better than Eminem. Eminem is a white rapper, yes. You'd think he'd be my favorite rapper of all time, because you probably figure that I wanted to be like him at one point. Insert video here, hard white. Anyways, but Royce is so much better than Eminem. Plus, Royce the 5'9 is multidimensional. Yes, Eminem is good. Eminem's great, but Royce the 5'9 is the god MC.
Money on my mind, swamp twice on my grind. I'm nice cause I rhyme like it's my life on that line. The second I'm provoked, I snap into a point that ain't controllable. Then it's either war or another quotable. Don't let me get a hold of you dudes. I murder you on camera. Get Kelly's lawyer and get a mole removed. I probably shouldn't have said that. Fuck y'all. On the record.
Truthfully, that track from the Bar Exam 2, Royce the 5'9's mixtape series, which is available for free download on datpiff.com, is actually better than the albums that Eminem has dropped ever since 2010. In reality, Eminem was considered great compared to Royce the 5'9. Now it is a toss-up, because if you look at the longevity, going back to the beginning, we don't have to talk about their falling out. That could have made the greatest music ever to come out of Detroit if it wasn't for the fact Royce the 5'9 didn't take the Aftermath deal and signed with Sony instead. And also, I'm going to age myself here a little bit as a 36-year-old man. Now, kids today don't ever have to worry about going to the store and buying a CD, because everything is available immediately over the internet and via streaming services. What you don't realize is before Apple Music came out and the ability to stream music without having to pay per song or per album was unheard of. I think I said per instead of per, not taking it out. So in 2002, as a young man starting my job at the tremendous Meijer company, I wanted to buy 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying. When that bad boy came out, you couldn't get it on day one. You couldn't get it in the first week. They had to re-release it in a wider quantity, and it was bought up at a level like no one has ever seen before. G-Unit and Shady Records was basically the most powerful music group of 2002 to say 2007, 2008, went about the time in 09 when Drake came out. It was incredible that 50 Cent went from a man who failed. Yes, 50 Cent was shot and he failed as a rapper, but suddenly he blew up. This is actually a great song, but it didn't get widespread recognition before Get Rich or Die Tries. All right, so as we're going towards the end, let's reflect on the G-Unit mixtape series and Classic 50, because this shit was lit. I don't care what anyone said.
Now if I pull out the gat and just push your wig back, I bet niggas will stand around saying, damn, who did that? I'm the type nigga to dare you to touch the jack. I'm the type to ball your gat and won't get his shit back. F to the I, F D Y, C-E-N-T-O-S-N-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-N-L-E-S-
Uh-huh. So this change, cause they know I'm finna blow. You should see how they react when I come through the dough. In the club, my nigga, we finna ball out. Drink till we fall out. Some shit jump off, nigga, we going all out. Shots big enough to tear the fucking wall out of how your punk ass.
Truthfully, I'm probably going to lose like 10 subscribers who are white Republicans who are used to me going, Joe Biden is ruining this country. This is a total set. Nah, psych. Realistically, I am a multidimensional man. And personally, 50 Cent, DJ Who Kid, man, those some great ass times. Rap music now just sucks. It's fucking terrible. Except when Royce drops the music. That shit is great. Honestly, I should pull out the camera, stare directly into it, and call out to the millions of Eminem fans and say, Royce da 5'9 and 50 Cent are better than Eminem. Truthfully, this whole process has been dope. What I really, really have discovered, what I found out, you can't like just suddenly wait until everything is perfect and produce content. You have to basically start out when you suck, start out at zero and just work on it, work on it, work on it, work on it, try some things, learn some things, fail, bounce back. My YouTube videos that used to have like 5 views suddenly get 30 a day. My Joe Biden video that I made where I threw Cash Money music behind it was dead as hell for months. Now suddenly on YouTube, it's blowing back up. You got to take chances. You got to take risk. You got to put yourself out there. You got to learn shit. You got to try. You have to just fucking see what the hell happens. And realistically, Gaines Media has been strong. It keeps growing. Whatever you do, do not ever go to WordPressIt.com and buy their supposed premium plugins and themes, yada, yada, yada. I swear, by switching from all-in-one SEO free to that, my traffic suddenly dropped, so I switched back. Now, as I conclude, I'm going to say this as Rob Diddy, as Robert Banker. The best content, the best video editing, the best audio recording, and yes, my friends, the best video podcasting and everything else is yet to come. There is going to be a tremendous and incredible, a content produced by me at a professional level straight out of the gate like you wouldn't believe. Why have I waited till now to do video podcasting? Because, my friends, I always have envisioned it looking a certain way. And I didn't want to truthfully put myself out there as Robert Banker, the guy with Osteogenesis Imperfecta, on camera to the mass audience until I had it right. Because I want to produce content on day one that is so professional in the video form. Because honestly, though I am a pretty confident guy, when I started trying to record myself on video, it was pretty awkward for me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, doing this is great because I'm just talking, you know, realistically, my voice is a little nasally, but it's all good. In conclusion, thank you for listening, and by the way,
everywhere I'm at, everywhere I go, I stay surrounded by hoes, even when I'm trying to be on the go. I'm recognized by hoes, man, it's gotta be because of the dough. It's got to be because of the dough, because the damn show wasn't like this before. It wasn't like this before. Woo! Everywhere I'm at, everywhere I go.
Come on.
I stay surrounded by hoes, even when I'm trying to be on the low. Yeah. I'm recognized by hoes, man, it's gotta be because of the dough.
Yeah, it's
got to be because of the dough, because the damn show wasn't like this before.